It was inevitable, really. No one should be in the least bit surprised. I mean, if everyone were to use their own car to get from A to B, there wouldn't be enough room for them all in the country. And it's that critical point we're reaching.
And there's conclusive evidence of the harmful effects on people's health. It's time for some drastic action. And by that, I don't mean little negotiated treaties with car and petrol companies.
Unless you go about things with these people in the right way, you're not going to get anywhere, Fran. Being in opposition to them has never worked. The only way we can achieve anything is with their cooperation.
And how would you go about getting that?
These people have the technology and the know-how to make cars safer. These are the people who will need to be consulted. If they can come up with so many innovations regarding design, speed, whatever, surely they're capable of helping in this respect too.
Yes, but even if cars ran on air, it still wouldn't solve the numbers problem. We're not just looking for cleaner cars, which I'm sure is possible if they put their minds to it. We're after a reduction in the gridlock in city centres, the jams in and out of the towns, the...
Okay, Fran, okay. We are on the same side, remember. But the most pressing problem is pollution. Then a gradual reduction in numbers.
Public transport is the only way. You've got to provide another way for people to get around.
Not only that, it's got to be an easier way altogether. People use their cars because they're convenient.
Then they have to be banned from using them in the centre, in any busy area for that matter. If people aren't willing to give up their luxuries, they'll have to be forced. Many people I know even use their cars to go down to the local shop.
Imposing a ban like that will just create a lot of resentment and an opposition at the next elections that promises to reverse the measures.
Not if they're seen to work, and they will work.